Thank you for calling customer support. My name
Hello?
is Zandra. Hello, thanks for calling customer support. My name is Zandra.
Hi, Zandra.
May I have your, yes, may I have your zip code?
It's 01902.
Okay, thank you. One moment. May I have your first and last name?
First name Jose, J-O-S-E. Last name Almeida, A-L-M-E-I-D-A.
Thank you. May I have your zip code, your mailing address, I'm sorry?
My mail address is 131 Lawton Avenue in Lane, Massachusetts. The zip code is 01902.
Thank you. Okay, I do see here on this account that you have an order here. So how may I help you today?
Well, I ordered something on 407-21, so I already got that. And now I saw a charge in my credit card yesterday, 422. They charged $69.97. I don't know for what. I don't receive it. I don't want anything else. So I just call you before I just put that with my bank. I want to see because something wrong, and you guys have all my information, and I don't know anything.
Right. So I do see here that you had ordered the Focus Pods. These are like earbuds. That sound sound quality is perfect, and the battery lasts longer than normal earbuds. You also have the Focus Watch. It's like a health tracker. Tracks your steps, your blood pressure, and your heart rate. You paid the shipping and handling. Yes, sir. You paid the shipping and handling for the products, but that was for a 14-day trial. So now the company is charging you the full price for the product.
Yeah, but it doesn't say that when I check the price online. It doesn't say. They just say the price is $5.95 and the earbud is $18.94. So that's the one. Because it doesn't say anything, shipping, handling, anything else. So I don't think you guys is clear when you sell anything online. You should show the price when you use the card to give all the information. It just should, you know what I mean? That's like you're lying to the customer. So you guys lose business that way because I think no fear, you know what I mean? You have to explain that very well. When you sell something, you say, I live in Massachusetts. They have a 6.25 tax. You know that. So when you guys charge something a credit card, it should explain, you know, how many it's there, how much.
Well, this, I understand what you're saying. I understand what you're saying. Exactly when you place the order, in the terms and conditions, it does tell you, explains in detail every aspect of your order. Now, this is a call center, and I'm looking at the order and how it was placed, and that's how it was placed. When you put your information in online, it's there for you to read and understand. So going back to the order, of course, since you've already received the products, of course, you've already been billed just for the Focus Pods, and that's the full price for the product, so that would be the final price for the product of the Focus Pods.
But it does explain that. I want to return it now, everything I got, because I don't want to. I mean, I bought it because of the price. That's what they say. That's what they show on the Internet.
Now, I can offer you 35% off. The company would allow me to do that since you already received the product and all of that.
Yeah.
A 35% refund.
Yeah, because it's, I mean, I don't think it's, you know what I mean? Because it's not clear. I mean, I'm unhappy, you know what I mean? Because it's the way it is. So I just bought it because the price was interesting for me. If not, I can go, you know what I mean, Apple Watch and buy something.
Right, but the Apple Watch is going
to
be almost triple this price. Now, I can go ahead and refund your account $24.49 for the Focus Pods. That'll be 35% discount.
Okay, so I don't get it. So what do you want me to do?
Well, I'm offering you a discount, and you can keep the Focus Pods.
Okay.
And I'll just refund your account $24.49. That will be a 35% discount. And I will give you the refund back to your card.
Okay. How much are you going to give me a refund?
It will be $24.49.
Okay. All right. So okay, all right, keep
Okay.
it. Send me at the
Okay.
the refund.
Okay. So if you'll hold on. Hold on just a moment. Let me go ahead and process the refund, and I will email you at marcelogream at yahoo.com.
.com.br,
right. So if you will hold the line, I'll go ahead and process the refund for you, okay?
Okay.
One moment.
Make sure all my information is being deleted, the system, you know what I mean? So... because I don't want you guys keep all my information anymore, right?
Okay. This is a customer support call center, so we have limited access to your information. But the call is being recorded, and the company will purge the system as their schedule permits.
Okay.
One moment.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Okay, I'm almost done. Okay, I'll be right back with you.
Okay.
Thank you. Okay, I think I have everything taken care of, Mr. Jose. We have the refund email coming to you in the amount of $24.49, and that will post to your account,
okay,
your Visa, in 3 to 5 business days.
Okay.
Yes, sir, and thank you so much for calling customer support.
All right. Have a good day.
You too. Bye-bye.